Bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none,
reaching through this world in need of one. Come show me
your kindness. In your arms, I know I'll find it. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
Bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
Don't you know with you I'm born again? I was half, not whole. Instead, with none, reaching through this world.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is King Scott Radio and TV. The other day, we broadcast a segment in the singles life about men and women, the way we process information, the things that we go through individually and collectively as a unit, as two people trying to be in love or at least a healthy friendship. And there was nothing scientific about it, nothing that stood out in a sense that it had a poetic memory attached to it. But it resonated with the fans, the people who listened to the station. And we received the overwhelming response to the topic itself, the complexities of it, the atmosphere that love abides in, and we felt that we had to follow up on that. And that being said, it's necessary to note that we are trying to bridge a gap a gap that's long overdue in simplicity. It's nothing complex about love. It just needs to be shared. It needs to be reasonably fair. It shouldn't be taken over by one or the other. Both do wrong, and we have to make that clear. A lot of the blame has been placed on African-American men or men in general that we move on too quickly. Our insensitive nature allows for us to motor ahead. And that is a valid point. It cannot be discarded. But at the same time, for African-American men, we have some different situations that come up. Oftentimes, the courts get involved with us raising our children. That's a problem. You can't be the great father that you want to be every other weekend. And it seems that the court system invades itself. I spoke with a colleague of mine, and over the course of an 18-year raising a child, it's going to cost him $291,000 over the course of 18 years. And it's sad that a person has to work in that manner to pay out $291,000 and they still have to live if the relationship does not pan out. Is that fair? Is it considered reasonable? Well, there are opinions that have come into the station's email, and it says that it's not fair, but there's opinions on both sides of the aisle. So we're going to address some of this. In a woman's case, women feel that they've been left alone to bear the responsibility for raising a child. The men are missing in action, locked up, or whatever the circumstances are. But it's not whatever the circumstances are, because it affects their life, their ability to live. And is that worth $291,000? Well, the value of both sides can be talked about. The relationship side, that a relationship can pucker out. It can run out. You get simply tired of one another for one reason or the other. And we covered some of this in the conversation that we had. Like I said, it's nothing poetic about it. It's more pain and suffering than joy and laughter. And King Scott Radio and TV is addressing it for what it is, not what it should be, for what it is, the reality of the situation. We attach music to it. We attach sentiments to it. And we've come up with a loyalty that is beyond our comprehension, because so many people called in, wrote emails to say, this is how I feel. Can you express this? Can I come on to the show and talk about it with you? And we're open for all of that. If you want to do something like that, just call the station, 240-706-4569, and we will work it out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is complex, and I felt when we decided to broadcast this topic that it was going to be potent. I didn't think that it was going to be as potent as it turned out to be, but this is the unexpected parts of life that amaze us all. I am happy to say that God gives us clarity. Let me say that again. I'm happy to say that God gives us clarity, and he sparked something within the context of that conversation to have as many people who called in to talk about it say something. So we're going to address it in some detail. I hope that you find it necessary to comment, because with all of our voices, we can solve problems. It just takes a collective body, mind, and soul to do that. We're going to put a pin right here for a moment and let you digest some of that information. And we're going to play a tune to reflect what can be, what maybe once was, and what the future holds for all of us. King Scott, radio and TV.
You and I.
hope you enjoyed that selection. It was a beautiful song, but let's talk about the realities of it. The only person that's going to love you always and forever is Jesus Christ. Now, that's what this station stands for, and I have a tendency to throw that in the mix when I talk about love and relationships. That relationship you can depend on. I'm here to tell you the facts as they present themselves. Love changes. Let me say that again. Love changes. It changes from one thing to another. And if you're not mature enough to understand how those changes take place, how to deal with them, you can lose in love, and it breeds bitterness. Sometimes the children are held hostage. Sometimes feelings are held hostage. That's the reality of love. There was a song out back in sometime where it says, "Love don't love nobody." Well, this can be true. Oftentimes we fail at love because it is so complex that we can't comprehend it properly. That's why it cannot be scientific. It has to be something that we live through, walk through, and grow from. It's also important to know that people change. Sometimes there's sicknesses involved. Sometimes there's attitudinal behaviors involved. Sometimes the change in life affects a relationship drastically, where one side begins to resent the other. That is what love is. And some people can get over those mountains, but they must be walked out. They must be climbed. And it requires the most important thing of all, patience. You have to stay prayed up. Now, in the man's sense, we have a low maturity rate. I said it, and I'll stand behind it. We mature very slowly, where women don't, and they can see things a lot more clearer than we do. And that's just the realities of it. What you try to do is learn from those behaviors, learn from those signs and those commitments that were made in the beginning. It always starts out nice, rosy, and pretty. It always is an affection that keeps you going in the right direction. But that's not all of it. Finances play a role. Personalities play a role. The changes play a role. All that happens inside that spectrum of love. Do you feel me? Do you understand? In women's cases, they feel abandoned. And you can't deny that feeling when all is left on their shoulders and all they can possibly do is handle it. It's not a choice. Things must be taken care of in some respect. And where a man in his immaturity will move on to something which seems brighter. The grass is greener over there, but you left responsibility right here. We are keeping it real. King Scott Radio on TV. I'll be right back at you.
It's sad to think we're not gonna make it, and it's gotten to the point where
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning back in to King Scott Radio and TV. And I want to say something particularly for both sides. See, ladies, men are very well capable of intimate love. There are so many things that go on behind the scenes that are in front of us that keeps us from exactly showing all that we have, because it's so detrimental to our very nature, our very existence, the way that we are exploited. But this is no excuse to treat you as our queens any indifferent. Our love has to show. It has to glow. It has to be represented with our hearts, always and forever. It's hard to do. It's not an easy fix, but it is doable. The thing that's wrapped up in love is compromise. It's a give and take. It's a picking your battles. Some battles are not worth it. Some fights are not affordable to your feelings. It pierces you. It touches you in places where it's uncomfortable. These are the factors of having a successful relationship. You have to give a little to get a lot. Sometimes men can be hung up on beauty. As a group once said, beauty's only skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. And women, all that glitters is not gold. No one should come and promise you the world and you expect it to just roll out because you happen to have a nice smile. It's a little bit more complex than that. The response to our question, men and women, the differences, has been overwhelming. But the solutions are within the compromise. Understand, recognize, be patient, but be clear. You stand for something, and you won't fall for anything. If that gets to the point, then you have to turn around. But ladies, let me warn you, don't use the children, because then you're messing up the other generation. Give them a fair chance at finding love, even if you didn't. And for the men, make sure you look back before you look forward. See, sister girl that looks so good and is so fine in terms of the outside, what's on the inside? What will you find out in 6 months or a year from now? Was it worth your entire family? That's something to think about. We have enough work to do on both sides. Let's get to work. Let's climb that mountain. Let's look up and walk up. And if you must run, do so. But run to Him. Run to glory. Run to Jesus Christ. That's the only person that can save you. Now, this is my philosophy. This is the way that I process it. I could be wrong. I count it all joy to be able to talk to you, to try to add something that will help make it better. That's our only goal. I really thank you for taking the time. Be careful. Protect yourself first. As they say in boxing, always keep your guards up and make sure that you don't get hit unexpectedly, because that's when it really hurts. For my brothers, like I said, make sure you look backwards before you look forwards. The grass is not always greener on the other side. When you find a good woman, make sure you take care of her along with anything else that you have attached yourself to. That's children and all the above. This has been King Scott Radio and TV. We're going to play one more selection and we're going to close out. Thank you very much and God bless you. King Scott, Radio and TV.